我们先有一点祷告。
Let's begin with a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们又一次来到你自己的面前。
And once again, we gather before you.
我们乐意在这里听你从前向你百姓所说的话。
And we want to hear the words that you have spoken to your people before.
也是听你今天记着那些话来向我们说的话。
And also to listen to the words through those words you spoke to your people.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是永活的神。
Because you are everlasting God.
你是在从永远到永远里面制定了你做工的内容。
And from eternity to eternity, you establish the content of your work.
我们的时间可以过去。
That our time can pass.
但是你的定义永不更改。
But your will never change.
我们称颂赞美主。
I will sing praises to you.
主，但愿你今天晚上再一次恩待我们。
Lord, may you once again have grace upon us tonight.
把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们里面对着你是敞开的。
So that we are open up toward you.
你宝座上的话发出的时候，我们灵里面也是苏醒的。
When you, the words of your throne are opened up, that our spirit is alert.
好像我们真实的认识属灵的事。
So we can truly know spiritual things.
也看见没有时间、空间可以限制你手中的工作。
And we can see that there's no limit in time and space that can limit your work.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为你是这样不改变的神。
Because you're a God who doesn't change.
我们就是要来学习更好的仰望你。
And we want to learn to look to you better.
叫我们前面该走的路走得正直。
So that the way ahead of us we can walk more accurately.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
荣耀归给你。
And glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
我们上一次看到36章的时候
Last time when we read chapter 36
我们很在末了的时候很重的指出一个事实
At the end we pointed out a fact very seriously
主说出他要把以色列带回神的那一个应许里
The Lord said that He would bring Israel back to God's promise.
不管他们当前的问题和以后的问题是怎么的严重。
It doesn't matter the problems they were facing and the problems to come, how serious they are.
神说他一定要做成这件事。
And God said that He would for sure perform it.
那神做成这件事呢？
So as God fulfilled it,
当人按照人来看。那很自然会觉得神怜悯了我们。
According to men, very naturally, they will think that God had mercy on them.
但是神在这一章的话的里头带出的那一个重点的意思呢
？But the focus of the words in this chapter.
却不是叫我们存这样的想法。
It's not for us to think it this way.
神说，他怜悯我们。这一个是肯定的事实。
And God said it is a sure fact that He had mercy upon us.
但是我们值不值得怜悯呢？那是另外一件事情。
But whether we deserve that mercy is another issue.
但是神现在说出他要做怜悯我们的那一件事情，却不是因为我们有条件、有资格、是配。得神的怜悯。
But God said that the fact that He had mercy upon us is not because we qualify or we deserve it.
所以我们留意到三十六章的时候，神接连说出了，我要你们知道，我这样做不是为着你，不是为着你们，乃是为了我的名。
Therefore, in chapter 36, God has repeatedly said that I'm not doing this for your sake, but it's for my namesake.
不单是叫以色列民自己的知道。
And only for the Israelites to know.
他也叫所有跟以色列发生关系的各邦各国都知道。
But also for all the countries and nations that had to do with Israel to know.
自己的名来做工的神。
God is a God who works for His namesake.
他不让他的名受羞辱。
He would not let His name be ashamed.
要一切被造的人都知道他是耶和华神。
So all men who are created would know that He is God.
那这是36章里头 最幕后的我们归结起来的时候所提到的那一个很重要的信息。
So this is what we mentioned at the end of chapter 36, a very important message.
当神一提到这个信息的时候呢，
When God mentions about this message,
他就提到了他让以色列得着那个复兴，或者说得以那个苏醒。
And he mentioned that the reason that Israel will have a revival
不是领他们走旧路，
It's not to lead them to an old way.
神要把一个心灵给他们。
And God will give them a new spirit.
把一个新心给他们。
And give them a new heart.
用新约的话来说。
Using the words in the New Testament.
那就是要把生命给他们。
Which is to give them life.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
那里是轻轻就带到以色列将来的那个完全的复兴呢。是和神的灵赐下来给人生命发生关系了。
So it tells us just lightly how the complete revival of Israel in the future has to do with the spirit given by God.
但是弟兄姊妹记得。
But brothers and sisters, you remember this.
三十五章的三十三十四章的时候。
In chapter 34.
神不是说那些被掳到因着耶路撒冷给攻破了被掳到巴比伦去的人来到报告了这个消息，而本来被掳的人就要到以西结那里去听听神有什么话嘛。
So in chapter 34 God mentioned that those who were exiled in Babylon they returned and gave the people in Jerusalem this news. So people in Jerusalem came to listen.
神告诉以色列说，
And God told Israel,
你对以色列以西结说
God told Ezekiel,
你不要管他们那些人存什么心思来听你讲话。
And don't pay attention to the intention of those who come to listen to you.
他们当笑话来看也好，当故事来听也好。你直接把我对你们对你说的话告诉他们。
They might take it as a joke or they'll just treat it as a story, but just tell them what I told you.
那现在说到第二十六，说到二十六章的时候呢，他就说出这样的一件事来。
But in chapter 36, he mentioned about this.
假如你是被掳的人当中的一个，并且对神也失去了那一个信任，
If you're one,
你会怎么反应？
If you're one of those who are among the exiles and you have lost your trust in God, what would your reaction be?
那就是因着这样的一个原因。
And because of this reason,
神不是只是说了三十七章的话，而三十六章的话。
God did not just mention about the words in chapter 36.
所以接上来三十七章呢，神就说了一些更严肃的话。
And what follows in chapter 37, God spoke of some even more solemn words.
这些话听在那些以色列人、犹大人的耳朵的里面，他们真的是觉得全是神话。
And these words in the ears of those the Israelites and the people of Judah, they felt that these were just legends.
但是神对以西结说话的时候是非常非常严肃的。来说，
But God was actually very solemn when he spoke to Ezekiel.
所以当三十六章的话说完以后，
So after the words of chapter 36 were finished,
神就做了一件事。
God did something.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，就是以西结这样记下来。
The hand or the spirit of the Lord was upon me.
那神的灵降在他身上干什么？
So what is the spirit of the Lord upon him for?
不是只是把灵降在他身上。
It's not just to give him the spirit.
他说这灵啊就把他带出去放在平原中。
He says that he was brought out by the spirit of the Lord and he was set in the middle of the valley.
那弟兄姊妹要注意这一个。
And brothers should take note of this.
这个平原是指什么地方？
What is this valley referring to?
当然，以色列地不是平原。
And of course, the land of Israel is not a valley.
巴比伦那边的地呢，有相当地方是平原啊。
And there's a big part of Babylon, that is like a valley.
但是这里的话，不是指着巴比伦，也不是指着以色列。
But here is not referring to either Babylon or Israel.
反正就是带他到一个平原。
But he just brought him to a valley.
这个平原蛮大的。
And this is a big valley.
这里没有说 是有多大。
It did not mention how big it is.
但是我们看上文，我们就知道很大的。
But if we continue to read on, we'll see it's a very big valley.
那么他去这个平原做什么？
So why is he bringing him to this valley?
神也没有很清楚地告诉他们这个平原是哪里，有多大。
And God has not told him how big this valley is and where it is.
啊，他就是把他带到一个好宽阔的平原，就把他放在那里。
But he just brought him to this big valley and placed him there.
啊，就让他看看平原里头有的是什么。
And to let him see what's in the valley.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看下去就很吓人的。
And brothers and sisters, when you continue to read on, you think it is very frightful.
因为整个平原一看去全是血骨。
Because throughout the whole valley is full of bones.
不仅是全是血骨。
Not only is it full of bones.
这个血骨呢，神也要领他从那里周围走过。
And God was to lead him to pass around all these bones.
然后就告诉他就觉得，以西结就觉得这个平原里的血骨很多很多。
And Ezekiel felt that there was many, many bones in this valley.
不仅是很多很多。
Not only are there many bones.
并且也可以说是很老很老。
And they are also very old bones.
因为接下去他就说，这些血骨都是非常非常的枯干的。
Because he continues to say these bones are very dry.
那然后神就问以西结。
And then God asked Ezekiel.
这些血骨能复活吗？
Can these bones live?
弟兄姊妹，这个的确是一个很不容易接受的问题。
Verses is truly not easy to answer this question.
当时的或者还有机会复活。
At that time, it might be there may be a chance for them to resurrect.
现在这一批已经是死了不知多久。
But for this group of bones, we don't know how long they've been there.
都已经枯干了。
They're all dried up.
枯了，干了。
They're dried.
100年、200年、300年。
Maybe 100, 200, or 300 years.
现在你找到也是好是百年的那个骨头来看啊，它还不枯干。
And nowadays, if you can find some bones that are 100 years old, maybe they're not that dry.
你看到所有的。成了极其枯干的骨头，那你没办法能确定他究竟死了多久。
But if you see some bones that are very dry, you will not be able to determine how long the person has died.
光景。
It talks about the condition.
但是接上去呢，我想有什么要注意了？那这些骨头究竟有多少
？And what continues on, we need to pay attention to how many bones there are.
主没说
，and the Lord didn't say，
也没有告诉他有多少。
And、he did not tell Ezekiel how many there were。
但是你一直看到末了的时候
，but you if you read until the very end，
你就看到有一件事情
，and you see one matter。
这件事情是什么呢
？and what is this？
这些事情，弟兄姊妹看第十一节。
And verses, let's read verse 11.
主对我说：“人子啊，这些血骨就是以色列全家。”
Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel."
那弟兄姊妹，你现在就知道了，神没有告诉他是有多少人，多少个死。
And that now, for instance, you know, even though the Lord did not tell him how many bones are there, but now you know.
Is 以色列全家
It's the whole house of Israel.
好， 那我们停在这里。
No, let's pause here.
因为这里他带回我们还要交通一些事情，不然的话我们自己也迷糊起来的。
And then later on we'll continue the fellowship on this, otherwise we'll get confused ourselves.
那么神让以西结看到的这许许多多的血骨在那里，他就问以西结一个问题。
So, God let Israel, let Ezekiel see all these bones and he asked him a question.
人子啊，第三节，人子啊，这些血骨能复活吗？
And verse 3 says, Son of man, can these bones live?
对以西结个人来说，他是不管他怎么想，那个答案就是非常肯定的是不能。
For Ezekiel, no matter how he thought about it, the answer would be no, they can't.
但是神的话没有停在这里。
But the words of the Lord did not stop here.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
神说以西结。
God said, Ezekiel,
你向这些邪骨发预言说，枯干的邪骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些邪骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
And God said, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, put breath in you so that you may come alive and you will know that I am the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹现在要注意了。
But just take note here.
主对以西结说这个些什么话，不是叫他对个别人来说。
And God said these words to Ezekiel, it's not for him to speak to the individuals.
是对在整个平原上的邪骨来说。
But it's to speak to all the bones in this valley.
那在我们所知道的，可以知道的呢，那是对以色列全家来说。
And according to what we know, he's speaking to the whole house of Israel.
这带出一个很大很大的问题。
So this brings forth a very big question.
整体的复活。
The resurrection of the whole world.
在人类的历史上头从来没出现过。
It has never happened in human history.
个别的例子有。
There are individual examples.
但是整体的出现呢？没有。
But there's no such example for a whole group.
但现在神告诉以西结，你指着这些邪骨来说，叫他们全体都活过来。
But now God told Ezekiel to speak to these bones to cause them to all resurrect.
是活过来，活得非常完整的。
And also to live to a point is very perfect.
因为不但有筋有肉，
because not
还有皮。
Not only there's sinews and flesh, and there's also skin.
并且呢，还有气息进到他们的里面。
And also breath will enter into them.
这样他们就整个的活过来了。
Then they will be alive again.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常非常不简单的事。
And this is not a simple matter.
我们特别要留意。
We need to pay special attention.
那这些话，你要叫那些被掳到巴比伦去的人来听，他们听得进去吗？
These words spoken to those who are sent to exile in Babylon, would they be able to listen it?
他们以为以西结在那里说神话，说笑话吗？
And they might consider Ezekiel trying to tell them a joke or a legend.
但是神没有让以西结完这一切。
But God did not tell Ezekiel to pay attention to these.
他就是告诉他说，你就照着神的话说就好。
He just told him to speak according to God's words.
那么我们就看了，以西结听话，
So now we see that Ezekiel, he obeyed.
第七节，弟兄姊妹注意。
Verse 7, take note, brothers and sisters.
于是我遵命说预言。
So I prophesied as I was commanded.
伏在神权柄底下的以西结，我不说他了。
And I won't mention again about Ezekiel who submitted to God's authority.
因为他不是完全伏在神的权柄的底下，他根本就不会照着这个预言来去宣告。
Because if he wasn't totally submissive to God's authority, he would not prophesy according to what he was commanded. But while he was proclaiming it,
留意圣经上所用的那个词，我们中文圣经是泛着不料。
Take note of the term that's used in the Bible. In the Chinese translation, it says unexpectedly.
我看原文的应该是看啊。
But I think in the original text, it should be behold.
看啊。
Behold.
什么事情要看？
What do you need to look at?
很特别的事情发生了，所以你一定要看。
There's something special that has happened. That's why you need to look. So you cannot help but to look.
那什么事情发生呢？
So what has happened?
感谢神。
Thank God.
那个话所说到的事情就发生在全体平原上的斜谷上头。
So what's mentioned in the words now is happening in all the bones in the valley.
不过还是没有气息。
But
还没有生气。
Still there's no breath yet.
就是像一个尸体一样摆在那，新鲜的尸体摆在那里就是。
So just like a fresh corpse that are laid there.
然后神又对他说
Now God spoke to him again.
他说以西结你再发预言向风发预言就向空气发预言了主耶和华如此说气息啊要从四方而来吹在这些被杀的人的身上使他们活了
And God told Ezekiel to prophesy again and say they come from four winds O breath and breath on these slain that they come to life
感谢神。
We thank God.
当以西结这样做的时候
，When Ezekiel did this，
那这些人全都活过来。
And all these men came alive.
我们稍微要注意一点点的就是，为什么神叫那个 气息从四方来呢？
And what we need to pay attention is that why would God cause the breath to come from the four winds？
弟兄姊妹，你不要用物质的观念。去读这句话。
Brothers, do not use the mind of material.
你必须记得这平原上的人是什么人。
You have to remember what who these men are, the men in the valley.
他们为什么跑到这个平原来？我们不必问。那神是在异象里头给以西结看到是这样。
And we don't need to ask why these men come to the valley because God was showing Ezekiel a vision.
当然肯定不是实际是这样的。
And of course, in reality, it's not this way.
但是要让以西结很清楚地知道，这平原上的人，底下就说到是以色列全家。现在神在做一个事情，从四方把那个气势送过来。那也就是说出这批死人啊不管他们死在什么地方不管他们死了多久现在神隔他在这一个平原里给你看见神是要不是叫你看见这批死人神是要让你在这里看到这样的死人现在都活过来
So God is not there to tell Ezekiel where these dead people came from and why they are there but he wants him to see that all these dead people in this valley they will come alive again
那待会我才考弟兄姊妹再说为什么神做这个事情是这样子来做
And later on I will share more on this on how why God did this thing this way So we thank God.
以西结按照神的话这样宣告过了以后
So after Ezekiel prophesied according to God's command
他眼睛所看见的呢就是都成了事实
What he could see in his eyes is all these have become reality
成了事实啊是表达一个什么样的光景呢
So these things become reality. What is it trying to express?
弟兄姊妹注意第十节的最末了的那一句。
And brothers, take note of the last line in verse 10.
活起来了。
So now these bones all come alive.
都站起来了。
And they were standing up.
留意最末了那句话。
The last few words in this verse.
成了极大的人群。
They have become, is it exceedingly a great group of people?
不。
It's not.
神说是成了极大的军队。
But God said it's exceedingly great army.
那我们读下去我们就知道了为什么是军队。
And when we read on, we'll understand why is it called army.
我先用一个简单的字来把它说明。用什么立刻马上你就懂了。
And I will first use a very simple word to explain it, then you understand immediately.
这一个现象是说出了祭司的国度重新显出来了。
This phenomenon is to explain the kingdom of priests is once again revealed.
这一个祭司的国度不是当中的几个人。
This kingdom of priests is not just a few people.
是全体。
It's the whole group.
所以是极大。
That's why it's an exceeding great.
那全体做什么呢？
So what is this whole group doing?
显明国度。
To manifest the kingdom.
那因此他们就不只是一般的人民。
So not only are they just a group of people.
而是把国度带进来的那些人。
But they are the ones who bring in the kingdom.
那因此神说他们是军队。
That's why God called them an army.
这个军队对付谁呢？
So what is this army against?
对付当时掌黑暗权柄的魔鬼。
And this army is again Satan who holds the dominion of darkness.
来释放全地的人。
And to set free the people of the whole land.
好了，那这个是神当时神让以西结在异象里面所看见的那一个内容。
So this is the content of the vision God caused Ezekiel to see.
然后主就说话了。
And then the Lord spoke.
主的说话是什么呢？
What did he say?
就解说了这些是什么，是什么东西。
So he explained what those things were.
说神对，主对以西结说。
So the Lord said to Ezekiel.
这些血骨就是以色列全家。
He said, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹记得第二个事情，是以色列全家。
Verses, remember this, this is the whole house of Israel.
那这个以色列全家是在哪里呢？
So where is this whole house of Israel?
不是在这个平原。
It's not in this valley.
也不是在巴比伦。
And it's not, also not in Babylon.
也许应该是这样说，部分是在巴比伦。
Maybe we should put it this way. Part of it is in Babylon.
部分还留在以色列地。
And part of it remained in Israel.
部分是分散在其他的邦国。
And part of it scattered among the nations.
但是神说，他们一个全家都集中在这里。
But God said that now the whole house is here.
他说这些骨头是枯干，他们枯干了。以色列人是这样说。
God said that the Israelites, they say,
不管他们是在什么地方，反正就是以色列全家。
No matter where they are, it is still the whole house of Israel.
他说我们的骨头都枯干了。
And they would say that our bones are dried up.
我们的指望都没有了。
And our hope has perished.
我们灭绝尽尽了。
We are completely cut off.
神对以西结很清楚的说，你对他们再说一言。
And God spoke to Ezekiel very clearly, prophesied again.
主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。
And God said that, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.
我的民啊，我看你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened up your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. This is the first thing.
接下去，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们放置在本地，你们就是就知道我耶和华如此说。也如此成就了。
And the second thing is, I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land, and you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord.
这是耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord.
好了，那现在弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
你现在看见复活的以色列了。
Now you see this revived Israel.
是全体。
It's the whole group.
但是现在我们一看到这里，你看到那个复又活过来的以色列的时候，
Now when you see this Israel that has come alive,
神就很又说到一些很具体的事。
And God spoke of something very concrete.
他说你们埋在坟墓里。
He said that you were burying the graves.
我把坟墓打开，叫你们出来。
Now I have opened up the graves and caused you to come up.
现在我要请问弟兄姊妹们了。
Now let me ask brothers and sisters.
这批人是真的死的还是假的死？
Did these people truly die or not?
好难说哈。
It's hard to say.
你说不是真的死，怎么会在坟墓？
It said if it's not, if they didn't truly die, why would they be in the graves?
如果都在坟墓里的，他们那里有人会听到以西结向他们说这些话。
But if they were in the graves, how could they hear the words of Ezekiel?
你看起来好像活人好像不是活人，死人也不是死人。
And you look at them, you say they're not alive, they're not dead.
那究竟是什么？
So what is it then?
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意到一提到复活的这个事实的时候，
Number six is when we mentioned about resurrection,
就包括了死人和活人。
It includes the dead and the living.
死了的人固然是要复活。
And of course the dead need to resurrect.
活着的人要不要复活？
And but even for those who are living, do they need to resurrect? They still do.
因为神当主向以西结说这个话的时候，他是说到人的那个属灵的实际。
Because when God spoke to Ezekiel, he is talking about the spiritual reality of man.
在属灵的实际里，
In spiritual reality,
那个活的人如果没有接上神的生命，他还是死人一个。
Even if a living man who is not connected to the life of God, he is still dead.
因为你们吃的日子就一定死。
Because,
我们都熟悉这一段事情了。
Because we are familiar with this, and on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们活着的人都是一些活着的死人。
We who are living, we are just the living dead.
死了的人固然是死人。
The dead, of course, they are dead.
那所以弟兄姊妹，当你留意到这里的时候，你就知道了。
So, but just when you look at this, you understand.
神在这里是按照那个属灵的实际来说出以色列的那个属灵的历史的过程。
And here, God is talking according to the spiritual reality and the process of Israel spiritually.
他们因为没有跟上神的心思，因此在肉身来说，那死了的人不说。肉身来说，你们是被掳到巴比伦，还是被分散在各处
？So because they are not able to follow God's will, and for those who are still living, they are scattered and they are taken into exile in Babylon.
但是从属灵的实际来说的话呢，他们全都死掉了。
But in spiritual reality, they are all dead.
虽然还活，像一个活人的在地上行走。
Even though they are living on earth like a living person.
但是神的眼中看来是死人。
But in God's eyes, they are dead.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
当主把整个以色列的那个属灵的历史这样带出来给我们去看见的时候，
When the Lord show us the entire spiritual history of Israel,
你就留意到在37章里头，神要借着以西结对 以色列人说什么话。
Then you will see what are the words that God wants to speak to Israel in chapter 37.
也当然是对读圣经的人说什么话。
And of course, the words that he is to speak to those who study the Bible.
一个简单的话，用这里圣经上的话来说呢，就最简单的来说，神就要那些愿意认识神的人很清楚地看见一件事，神的话是怎么说，神就怎么做成他要做的事。
And to put very simply is that God wants us to see however his words are, he will fulfill them accordingly.
那么现在神说到以色列的那个属灵的历史的时候，
So now when God mentions about the spiritual history of Israel,
头一件他就带让人去认识复活的那一个大能。
First thing he wants men to see the resurrection power.
神不是仅仅是有一个复活的大能。
It's not that God only has this resurrection power.
他是有复活的大能显出的那个事实在那里。
But he also has the reality of manifesting this resurrection power.
但是神说到这个复活的大能，我特大家特别提到平原上究竟有多少邪谷呢，就和这里所提的有关系了。
So earlier I mentioned how many bones are there in the valley has some connection with here.
因为神这个复活的大能不是只是显明在个别人的身上。
Because this resurrection power of God does not just manifest on individuals.
而是非常明确的显明在集体的身上。
But very clearly it's manifested in a whole group.
那既然是显明在集体的身上，
So since it's manifested in the whole group,
那就必须让人能更进一步的去认识那一个复活的依据是什么。
So it takes men to understand even a step further what is the basis of resurrection.
那从36章那里我们就看到，当神说到要恢复以色列的时候，接连就接上我把心灵给你们，我把心 我把那个信心给你们。
So when God mentioned in chapter 36 that he will revive Israel, he mentions that he will give them a new spirit and a new heart.
是把这两件事连在一起。
So he's connecting these two things together.
那这两件事怎么可能连在一起？
So how could these two things be connected?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个就是复活的大能。
This is the resurrection power.
是复活的大能，是叫失去的显明，再次显明出来。
So the resurrection power caused what is lost to be manifested again.
不但是再次显明出来，
Not only is it manifested again.
同时是要进入一个新的那个实际的光景里。
But at the same time to enter into a new condition.
怎么新法呢？
How is it new?
复活。
Resurrection.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以当你提到这样的一件事的时候，
So when this is mentioned,
我们就很清楚，很容易的领会到一件事情。
And we can understand one thing very easily.
头一件事情把我们带回历史上面，神造人的时候，神的那个定规。
The first thing is that God brings man back to his will of creating man.
因为神造人的时候是定规，人要永远活着的。
Because in the beginning when God created man, he wills for man to live forever.
死亡是意外。
Death is an accident.
在这个意外里头，神要把它挽回过来。
And God is to do His restoration in this accident.
所以就带出救赎的这个事实来了。来到新约的时候。
And that's why in the New Testament it brings forth this matter of redemption.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你一接触到新约的时候。
When you come across the New Testament.
你没有办法能漏掉神的儿子造成救赎的这一点。
And you will not be able to miss the point that the Son of God fulfilled redemption.
神的儿子造成救赎这一点，很非常明确的就摆出一个生命进入死亡，又从死亡里头出来。
The Son of God fulfilling redemption brings forth this fact of life entering into death and also coming out of death.
那因此我们就看到了基督的复活就成了复活的能力的依据。
So that we can see the resurrection of the Son of God has become the basis of resurrection.
说清楚一点，是复活的能力显出的依据。
And to put it more clearly, it's the manifestation of the power of resurrection.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以当我们看到三十七章，神给以西结看到以色列那个复活的，以色列的那个属灵的历史的整个的过程的时候，就以复活这一个事实来做那个中心点。
So in chapter 37, when God led Ezekiel to see the whole spiritual history of Israel, he lets him see the focus of this is resurrection.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为神借着以色列复兴的这一个属灵的经历，不仅是给我们看到以色列的复兴。
Because God, through the revival of Israel, not only let us see the spiritual revival of Israel.
我们也因着这样的神手中的工作，也看到了一个万有的复兴。
But through this work in God's hands, we see that the revival of all things.
但是这个不在以西结的信息的范围里，我们就不连接上去。
But since this is not within the content of the book of Israel,
we're not going to it. 但是我们必须继续往前看。
But we have to go on.
那以色列复活了。
So Israel is resurrected.
那么以色列复活要带出一个什么事实来呢？
So what is the resurrection of Israel bringing forth?
接下去三十七章你看到了。
In chapter 37, you will see.
神当以色列复活的时候
，When Israel is resurrected，
他是要叫十二个支派重新连接为一个国度。
She will cause the 12 tribes to once again be united as one。
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件非常不容易的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is not an easy thing.
在属灵的征战的里头，我们很小的知道，这一个是撒旦抓得很紧的事情，怎样都不让以色列有复兴的这个可能。
In the spiritual battle, the realm of spiritual battle, Satan grabs hold of it really tightly and does not want to let Israel to become one again.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说出三十七章的话以前，就是先把复活的能力摆在前面。
And before,
那个意义是就在这里。
Before God spoke of the words in chapter 37, he first laid down the matter of the power of resurrection.
撒旦可以用各种各样的方法来阻挡神复兴以色列。
And Satan can use all kinds of ways to hinder God's work in reviving Israel.
但是撒旦不可能得着成功。
But Satan cannot have success.
因为刚才我特别提到神说，叫你们知道耶和华的话是怎么说，就怎么做成。
Because like earlier I mentioned that God wants people to know however the word of God is, his work will fulfill accordingly.
那现在我们来留意到神当时接上去对以西结说的话的第二段的内容。
So now let's look at the second part of the word spoken to Ezekiel by God.
神是说我要把以色列复兴过来的时候。
And God said that when I revive Israel,
我要叫分裂了。那么长久的以色列
，And I would cause Israel that is separated for a long time.
分散了那么久的以色列
，The Israel that is scattered for such a long time.
如果说分裂了多久的以色列，那是从什么时候开始呢
？And when we mention about the separation of Israel, when do we begin?
从罗伯安做王的时候开始。
It is beginning with the reign of Rehoboam.
一直到现在，以色列是分裂的。
Until now, Israel is still split up.
如果从分散开始说呢
？But when you talk about the scattering,
最后的分散大概是罗马 应该是主后，应该是主是在主后七十年到135年，以色列人绝大部分给罗马帝国驱赶离开的时候开始到现在。
The scattering begins with 70 to 135 AD when Israel was chased away by the Roman Empire.
那也要到2000多年的事情。
So it's about
快两千年的事情。
It's a matter of almost 2,000 years.
那弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
这样分散分裂的。以色列神也说把他们连接在一起。
So now God said that He would put Israel back together from being scattered and being separated.
尤其是我们一再提过。
Especially we have mentioned it repeatedly.
以色列有10个支派，从他们分散开始，就好像失去了踪迹，都不知道在什么地方。
And there are 10 tribes in Israel since they're scattered that we don't even know where they are.
怎么显出来？
How are they going to be manifested? How are they going to be brought back?
在人来看,
in man's eyes,
根本没有可能的。
It's truly impossible.
所以神当时叫以西结，他说你手中要取一根乌杖。
So now God told Israel, told Ezekiel to take one stick.
16节。
Verse 16.
在其上写犹大和他的同伴。以色列人
and to write on it for Judah and for the sons of Israel, his companions.
那犹大和他的同伴是究竟是谁呢？
So who are Judah and his companions?
那就指着犹大支派和便雅悯支派跟利未支派。
Is referring to the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi.
那这就是以色列的，如果把利未支派拿走，那就是。以色列人中间的两个支派。
If we take away the tribe of Levites, then there are 2 tribes in Israel.
神又叫以色列，又以西结拿另外一根木杖，上头就写着约瑟，就是以法莲和他同伴以色列全家。
And then God told Ezekiel to take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel, his companion.
那就包括10个支派。
So that includes the 10 tribes.
整个以色列全家都在这两根木杆上头了。
Then the whole house of Israel are on these 2 sticks.
但是你看见是两根木杖。
And you see there are 2 sticks.
但神说我要叫这两根木杖成为一根。
But God said that He would join these 2 together.
连接起来成为一根。
And to be connected to become one.
然后神在底下就说得很清楚。
And then God continues on and spoke very clearly.
21节。
Verse 21.
要对他们说，听说你，行，要对他们说，这个他们是谁？就是被掳到巴比伦去那批人。的消息带来的跑到以西结面前听话的那批被掳的犹大人。
So in verse 21 say to them, this them referring to those who are hearing the words of Ezekiel from those people who sent back the news from Babylon.
你要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我要将以色列人从他们所到的各国收取，又从四围聚集他们，引导他们归回本地。我要使他们在那地，在以色列山上成为一国，有一王漏去界节，他们接下去，他们不再为二国，却不再分为二国，也不再因偶像和偶像的物。并一些罪过玷污自己，我却要救他们脱离一切的住处，就是他们犯罪的地方。我要洁净他们，如此他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
And we just read from verse 21 to 23.
那神就要做成这样的一件事情。
And God was to do this.
把分散的以色列重新聚起来。
To once again gather together the scattered Israel.
从不知所踪的以色列寻找回来，显明出来。
from Israel, not knowing where they are, to once again find them and manifest them.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那这个就给我们看见那个复活的以色列为什么成为国度?
And this let us,
怎么恢复的成为国度,
and this let us see how the resurrected Israel will be restored to a point that they will become the kingdom.
我们感谢主,
and we thank the Lord, this is the work he is
doing.
In man's eyes, it's almost impossible.
And
there's no conditions for it to be fulfilled.
这就不如就是平原上的那些枯干到透极的
Just like those bones that are dried up completely in the valley.
但是神说, 他所说的要做成, 他就一定做成。
But God said that whatever His words are, they will be fulfilled.
那以色列的复兴就不单是一个复兴的问题, 而是祭司的国度的。
So the revival of Israel is not just a matter of their revival, but it's the once again manifestation of the kingdom. And then there's the third matter. And we've mentioned it last time already.
就是刚才我读到那里把它漏掉的那个，有一王做他们众民的王。
Which is in verse 22, it says, One king will be the king for all of them.
然后接上24节, 我的仆人大卫必做他们的王, 众民必归一个牧人, 他们必顺服我的典章谨守我的律例。
And in verse 24 says, My servant David will be king over them, and they will have one shepherd. They will walk in my office.
他们必住在我所赐给我仆人雅各的地上, 就是你们列祖所住之地, 他们和他们的子孙, 并子孙的子孙, 都永远住在那里。 我的仆人大卫必做他们的王, 直到永远。
Verse 25, They will live in the land I give to Jacob my servant, and that my servant David will be their prince forever.
那感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
第三件事情是什么呢?
What is the third matter?
基督作王,
Christ being king.
基督显明是国度的王,
Christ is manifested as the king of the kingdom.
管理这个国度,
to reign over this kingdom.
使用这个国度,
and to use this kingdom.
并且这个国度是直存到永远,
and also this kingdom would last forever.
那弟兄姊妹这些事情我们必须要把它连接起来,
and verses, we have to connect all these things together.
我们才看见以色列的复兴那个原装的事物是怎么的一个样子,
then we will then be able to see the entire picture of the revival of Israel.
那我想我们提到这里的时候,
so as we mentioned here,
我们就要提一提,
then
以色列不是在1948年的时候已经复国了吗?
Didn't Israel reestablish the nation in 1948?
从被掳的时候开始, 他们就已经失去了以色列的这一个国家和的国家的。
From the time of exile, they have already lost this nation of Israel.
那到1948年,
until
1948, 以色列不是复兴了吗?
Isn't Israel revived? And then we already have Israel as a country. And it's also a member of the
是,
United Nations. But this is not the resurrection mentioned in chapter
37.
The resurrection of the dry bones mentioned in chapter 37 will be manifested in the days of the manifestation of the kingdom.
So, 亚述的时候分散，或是巴比伦的时候分散开始。
So no matter how we count it, whether the scatter begins with the time of Assyria or Babylon,
他们分散的那个事实到现在还没有结束。
The fact that they are scattered and lasts until today.
因为最低限度我们一直提的十个支派的没有出现，就已经肯定了他们这个复国的事情还没有完成。
And at the very least, because we mentioned that there are 10 tribes that they're still not found, that means this revival is not completed.
那这就说明什么？
And what does that tell us?
这就说明以色列的复国这一个属灵的历史啊，还在继续的进行。
So it tells us the reestablishment of Israel is still continuing.
啊，还不是那么容易就带出着这个平原上的邪谷。全部的复活。
So it's not so easy to cause all those dry bones in the valley to resurrect.
但是神要借着这些事情来让我们看到，虽然37章的那个全平原的那个邪谷的复活不能立刻就出现。
So God is letting us see that even though the whole, all the dry bones in the valley cannot be resurrected or it's not resurrected just yet, but there is a condition for it to appear.
那我们再看看一些历史上的问题。
So let's look at some more issues in history.
那我们先说以色列地这个问题，上次我们轻轻提了一点点。
So let's first look at the land of Israel. We mentioned it lightly last time.
说到神怎么来保留着以色列地，让以色列人有条件回去。
And we mentioned how God saved this land of Israel so that the Israelites had the condition to return.
如果地不能保留下来的时候，你回去都没有条件。
Because if the land was not kept, that you do not even have a condition to go back.
上次我们特别提到，以色列给罗马人全分散以后。
Last time we mentioned after the Israelites were scattered by the Romans.
有700多年是给土耳其人占领的。
For over 700 years, the land was occupied by the Turkish.
然后又给英国人去占领过来。
And then it was occupied by the British.
就直到1948年。
Until 1948.
那详细的事情我也说不清楚。
And I cannot tell you the details.
因为太多太复杂了。
Because it's so many and so complicated.
你就找那个时候的历史来看就好。
And versus if you are interested, you can look in that period of history.
但是我不能不和弟兄姊妹提的一件事是这样。
But I have to mention this to brothers and sisters.
给土耳其人占领了。
And after it's occupied by the Turkish.
给英国人占领了。
And also occupied by the British.
那如果那个地是很原装的。
If the land is still the same.
像我们上面特别提到，上神赐给以色列人的时候说的是流奶与蜜之地。
And like we mentioned last time, it was a land flowing with milk and honey, as God promised them.
但就不管是哪些人去把那个地占领。
And doesn't matter who's occupying the land.
那个地一定是越来越聚集很多的人。
Then the land should have more and more people there.
但是上次我们也特别提过了。
But we mentioned it last time already.
很有意思的。
It's a very interesting.
当以色列人给分散了以后。
After the Israelites were scattered.
以色列地里头自然环境就发生了好大的变化。
Within the land of Israel, the natural environment has a drastic change.
最明显的就是雨量减少。
Most evidently, the rainfall has decreased.
从前是流奶与蜜之地就变成了一个干旱的沙漠地带。
And before it was a land with milk and honey, now it's a land of dryness.
整个以色列是这样。
The entire Israel was like this.
以色列周围的那个地区呢，也差不多都受影响到这样。
And the nearby regions are also affected.
为什么会有这个自然环境的变化呢？
Why is there changes in this natural environment?
这个变化不是一年两年。
And this change is not just 1 or 2 years.
加州干旱是3-4年，我们已经觉得有点受限制了。
And the drought in California has been 3 or 4 years, and we feel that we are
restrained. 他们是千多年的干旱。
But for them, it's over 1,000 years. The drought is over 1,000 years.
怎么会形成的呢？
And how could, what would cause it to happen?
如果你要从自然的原因去找原因，找不到的。
And if you want to look for the reasons in terms of natural environment, you cannot.
可能原来是那个一千多公里离的那个雨量的地区突然慢慢减少，减少的只剩下100-200厘米的那个雨量的那个地区。
And how could that region used to have 1,000 millimeter of rainfall, now it's become just about 100?
没办法找到理由出来。
You cannot find a reason.
我们说只有一个理由。
And we say that that's only one reason.
改变那里的气流。
That God has changed the climate.
就叫那个地干旱。
And so that the land has become dry.
保留那个地。
Why is that? It's to, in order to keep that land.
不让那个地太多其他的人进入而霸占了，以色列要占了要回来。
So that not too many people will come and occupy the land and keep the Israelites from coming back.
回来的时候就没地方了。
So when they return, there will be no space for them.
因为都是流奶与蜜之地嘛，全都住满人了，你以色列来还来干什么？
Because it is a land flowing with milk and honey, so it's all occupied by others. How could the Israelites come back?
但是稀奇的就是说。
But what's amazing is this.
从19世纪末，那个犹太复国主义运动开始兴起以后。
And from the end of the 19th century, and when there's a movement for Israel to revive its nation.
每年都有少数的犹太人迁回巴勒斯坦。
And every year, there is a small amount of Israelites, the Jews, to return to Palestine.
我不敢说那句话。
And I dare not to say this.
但是呢，你不能不承认会有那样的一个事实。
But you cannot but to acknowledge this fact.
犹太人慢慢的回到巴勒斯坦。
And the Jews they gradually returned to Palestine.
巴勒斯坦的那个雨量就慢慢的就逐年就增加起来。
And the rainfall in Palestine gradually increased every year.
那这些弟兄姊妹，你可以从那个的。从就是要一整套一整套的，那是是。百科传书里面去，你去找到这些资料。
And verses, you can find this information in an encyclopedia.
你看到这些事的时候。
And when you see these things.
你不能不是都不。不是这样领会。
And you cannot help but to understand it this way.
犹太人回去多少，神就增加那边雨量多少。
And based on the amount, number of the Jews returning to the land,
让那个地区可以给人居住。
That God would increase the rainfall accordingly so that men can live in it.
那一直到20世纪初的时候，那个雨量的增加到一个相当。合理的情况。
So until the beginning of the 20th century, the rainfall has increased to a very good amount.
虽然那个时候犹太复国运动是受好多好多的打压。
And even though at that time there's much oppression against this movement of reviving Israel. 但
是神在他的子民中间所兴起的那个意念，也就让犹太人在这一方面是。越来越集中他们的意愿。
But because of the thoughts God had for his people, that the Jews also increased the will to come back together.
那现在我就说一个故事给弟兄姊妹听。
Now I'd like to tell Brothers and Sisters a story.
第一次大战前，
before the First World War.
那英国人是要占领那个要进入那个巴勒斯坦这个地区的时候。
When the British were to go into the Palestinian area.
那还是土耳其那个大帝国所霸占的住的一个地区。
And this is one of the regions occupied by the Turkish kingdom.
那么当英国的军队要进到耶路撒冷的时候
When the British army was to enter into Jerusalem,
当时带领英国军队的一个军官呢
And the general who was leading the British army,
他叫做亚兰伯
His name is Allenby.
那他是一个很敬虔的基督徒
He was a very pious Christian.
那么他就要进攻耶路撒冷的时候
When he was about to attack Jerusalem,
他就在神面前祈求
He prayed before God.
他说神啊 你让我得到这个地而不要毁了这个城
He asked God, God please give me this land but not to destroy the city.
那 当时他就开始要围攻耶路撒冷了
So he was besieging Jerusalem.
那个时候呢英国已经有了最早的那飞机。
And so at that time, Britain, they had those early models of airplane.
那么这个将军呢就派人坐飞机去侦察敌情的时候。
So this general, he sent people to look at the land, to survey the land.
那个土耳其的军的人都从来没见过这样的事情。
And the Turkish people, they have never seen such things.
怎么天上会有些东西会动呢
？And they were amazed that something is flying in the air.
很有意思的。
So that was very interesting.
所以他们就觉得，哎呦，这个是什么东西啊
？So they were saying, what are these things?
他们就去打听。
So they tried to find out.
那结果打听出来的时候说，那个时候这个打听回来那个消息就是说
So the news they got
这个都是亚兰尼带来的派来的
Oh, so these things are sent by Allenby
亚兰尼这个名字啊翻成土耳其文的时候
When this name Allenby was translated into Turkish
那个名字是什么意思呢那个名字翻出来就是神差来的或是神的先知
The name translated in Turkish is sent by God or the prophet of God
所以他们一听到、哦、呦是神差来的是神差来的先知
So once they heard this is sent by God or the prophet of God
我们怎么去跟他们打仗
How can we fight against them
所以没打仗就退兵
So without fighting them they retreated
也就是耶路撒冷就是这样的拿下来。
So this is how Jerusalem was taken.
我们现在听起来好像真的是听故事。
And today when we listen to it, it's like a story.
但是说这个是很实际的一个历史的事实。
But this is truly a history.
像这样的事情。
Things like this.
说起在以色列。复国前前后后发生很多事
and all, many of similar things happened
和神显明他的作为在他们中间很有关系
and many of these things happened around the time when Israel reestablished the kingdom
如果我们稍微注意到以色列历史的
so if we pay a little attention to the history of Israel
我们会注意到以色列1948年立国以后他们立国的过程也是不简单英国是有的事情发生过所以英国是答应过犹太人第一次大战结束以后我们把巴勒斯坦地还给你们
And the British, because of some reason, they promised the Jews that after the First World War, they would return the land of Palestine to them.
但是第二次大战完了以后，英国失信，没有这样做。
But after the First World War, the British went back on the promise. They did not do it.
是给他们，但是不是单给他们。
They did give them back the land, but not just for them.
所以造成以色列地的那么复杂的那个原因。
So that caused that was the reason why there's so many complications in the land of Israel.
等到以色列在 1948年。 正规复国以后,
when Israel reestablished the kingdom formally in
1948, until today,
and they have experienced four great battles.
都是亚拉伯国家围攻他们，要灭掉他们，把他们赶到海中。
It's all because of the Arab countries try to attack them together and to try to cast them into the sea.
1948年、49年是他们的所说的独立的战争。
And in 1948 to 49, this is a battle of independence.
然后呢， 1956年的时候就有了一次西乃的战争。
And in 1956, there's a battle of Sinai.
1967年的时候呢， 有了一次叫做六日的战争。
And in 1976, there's a six-day war.
还有最后一次呢， 是连埃及和叙利亚也来参战的， 叫做救赎日的战争。
And the last one was a battle also with Egypt and Syria, and it's a battle of redemption.
我只说一个小事情给弟兄姊妹听，我再只告诉你们去哪里找到一篇东西来看，你会看到就是很详细的。So
I first mentioned these different matters, and then I will tell you where to find the information that you can read in detail.
刚刚立国的以色列还是很弱的力量。
So the Israel that was just reestablished, they are still very weak.
现在是整个的阿拉伯国家合起来。
So now is the whole Arab countries together wanted to attack it.
要灭掉他,
and want to destroy Israel.
他们怎么来抵挡?
So how could they resist?
按人来看,
according to man, it's impossible to resist.
人力没有别人多,
and they don't have enough manpower.
武力的那个数量也没有别人强。
And in terms of military force, they are not as strong.
你怎么来战斗呢?
So how can you fight?
但是很有意思。
But very meaningful.
每次都是有些很特殊的事情。
Every time something very special happens.
我不是说他们的历史，
and I'm not trying to talk about the history.
我只是说一些有趣的事情， 弟兄姊妹可以留意到。
But I'd like to bring up some very interesting things for our brothers to take note.
于是我在读者文则上面就看到一篇文章，
and one time in Reader's Digest I read of an article.
亚拉伯国家进攻以色列的，
and it talks about the Arab countries attacking Israel.
如果我没记错的话，那件事应该是
And if I remember correctly, that should be the war of the Day of Atonement.
以色列当时是非常危险的。
At that time, Israel was in great danger.
因为亚拉伯国家选定救赎日， 就是耶和华七个节期里头那个救赎节， 的那个节期那一天来发动攻击以色列。
Because the Arab countries have chosen this date, one of the festivals of the Lord, the Day of Atonement, to attack Israel.
以色列全国在那天都是禁食，都是完全什么，用安息完全停下来，什么活动都停止。
And because on that day, the entire Israel would be fasting and they would stop all activities.
亚拉伯国家就选中这一天来发动攻击。
So the Arab countries chose that day to start the attack.
当然很快， 很快以色列就陷入非常非常大的危险里。
So very in a very short time, Israel has fallen into very dangerous point.
我看那篇文章里边就写到，其中有一件事情。
So in that article, I read of one matter.
是发生在波兰高地的。
And it
就是靠近叙利亚的边界的。
It happened close to the border of Syria.
那叙利亚那些装甲部队就进攻过到那个以色列这一边来了。
So the Syrian army they have crossed the border to Israel.
以色列在很匆忙的当中来起来，才进入阵地。
And in the rush, the Israelites rose up and to defend themselves.
很危急的了。
And it was already in a very dangerous situation.
但是敌人来的呢，都是装甲部队。
So all those armies that come, they come in very in armors.
守在以色列边界上头的那些军队呢，在那个文章上所写的就是说，他们最厉害的那个武器就是心机万串。
So the armies of Israel on the borders, the weapons they have, the most they have is rifles,
light rifles, machine gun, light machine gun.
Oh, light machine guns.
你怎么对抗那个人呢
？So how could you resist the enemies?
当时领头的。这就是最接近前线的那个领头的是一个以色列的一个排长。
At that time, the
一个 lieutenant.
A lieutenant is only a lieutenant at the very front line of the Israel army.
一看到这种情形呢，就真的不知道该怎么去应付这个敌人的进攻。
So when he saw the situation, he did not know how to resist the enemies.
但是很有意思，就是神好像让他突然想起圣经里头的参宣那一次跟非利士人打仗的时候放火牛放火牛去对付非利士人的那件事。
But very interestingly, that it seems like God has opened his eyes that he would remember the incident of Samson fighting with the Philistines, and he would send oxen of fire.
那个时候正是那个麦子成熟的贵季节。
And he remembered at that time it was the harvest of the wheat.
他立刻就吩咐他手上的兵丁全把子。那个子弹转变成了燃烧弹。
So that he ordered the soldiers under him to turn the bullets to some kind of explosive.
也通知他的其他防线上的，转用燃烧弹，不必打人，去打那个麦田。
Oh, so that he also gave order to other soldiers along the border to tell them not to attack the enemies, but to attack the fields.
结果整个那个要本来要成为战场的那个麦田呢、啊，全都起火烧起了。
So at the end, the whole field of wheat is burned up.
就这样就把那个叙利亚的那些装甲部队。消灭掉。
So that's how they destroyed the army of Syria.
在人看来，怎么可能发生这件事呢
？In man's eyes, how could that be possible?
但是当在以色列复国的过程里头，他们是经历许许多多的难处。
In the process of Israel is reestablishing the kingdom, they have experienced much difficulty.
但是神说，我要。做成的事情就我一定让他做成。
But God said that what I am to fulfill, I will fulfill them.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如果留意到以色列的复国这一件事情，我是说现在这个以色列的复国的事情，你到《伯伯全书》啊，或者一些关乎这个以色列复国的历史的那些书籍上去，你会找到很多资料，要叫你看见，不是人的手在那里做这个事情的，是人所没办法想象得到的那一种 光景出现而成就了神预先说出的话。
And if you go into some encyclopedias to look at the matter of Israel, we establishing the countries, you can see that there are many things that happen are not done by man's hand, but it's something that's beyond man's imagination.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那三十七章里头就说了这许许多多多的话。在当时的以色列人的眼中听来，他们怎么能听得进去？
So in chapter 37, there are many words that are spoken, but for the Israelites at that time, they were not able to understand.
但是神借着以西结看到那个异象以后所引出来所说的话。
But through Ezekiel, after he saw the vision and through what he said,
从那个时候一直到现在
From that time until now,
虽然是经过了好多好多的年日
even though many days have passed,
但是就是照着神的话一一的来显明出来
but they are fulfilled according to God's words one by one、
啊、所以三十七章的最末了的时候
so at the end of chapter 37
从二十六章26节开始到末了
begin,
我们读一读我们就知道
and we'll read,
神做了什么事情
beginning verse 26 and we'll read them and we'll know what God has done、
那里怎么说呢
what does it say there
他说、并且我要与他们立平安的约作为永约我也要将他们安置在本地使他们的人数增多又在他们中间设立我的圣所直到永远我的居所必在他们中间我要做他们的神他们要做我的子民我的圣所在以色列人的中间直到永远外邦人就必知道我是叫以色列成为成圣的耶和华
I will make a covenant of peace with them it will be an everlasting covenant with them and I will place them and multiply them and I will set my sanctuary in the midst forever my dwelling place also will be with them and I will be the God and they will be my people and the nations will know that I am the Lord who sanctifies Israel when my sanctuary is in the midst forever
这一小段的话就把以西结神借着他所说的话的后半段就是一直到结尾的后半段引出来了
So these words bring forth the later part of the words God spoke to Ezekiel
我为什么特别和弟兄怎么样看要三十七章是这样子来看看下来呢
And why would I especially point out these words in chapter 37
你没有看到三十七章这里神所说明的
If you haven't read these things spoken by God here,
你不知道神以后做的事情是什么
Then you would not understand what God was about to do
神在37章里头就说明了他要做什么
In chapter 37 God explained what he was to do
第一他要恢复神他要恢复、以色列国
First he would revive Israel
第二他要恢复祭司的国度
and second he will revive the kingdom of priests
第二这些在恢复一直先恢复到永远
and then this revival will continue
并且更重要的一件事情
more importantly
三十七章末了
the end of chapter 37
特别提到他要恢复他的圣所
God specially mentioned that he will revive his sanctuary
要直到永远
and this sanctuary will last forever
那听说这就把我们那个时间观念从现在我们今天现在来说是2015一直延伸到永远
So in terms of concept of time starting today 2015 it will continue forever
那我们如果 知道了神在37章已经说了他以后做事的那个大蓝图
And if we understand in chapter 37, God has already given the blueprint of his work.
我们进入38章一直到底。
And when we read 38 until the end of the book,
我们就知道神在那里要说的是什么。
Then we understand what God is to speak about in those chapters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神从前所说过的话。
the words are spoken by God before.
他按照时间的次序，一步一步的做成。
According to the order of time, step by step, he is fulfilling them.
在过去要做成的，已经做成了。
Those that are to be done in the past, they are done.
在前面要做成的，你看见在进行中。
And those that are ahead, you will see that they are in progress.
不是在序描里，是在进行中。
It is indeed in progress already.
我们慢慢。我们从下次看到38章的时候，我们就会留意到这样的事情。
So next time when we go into chapter 38, we'll understand this.
等到我们在看到神的圣所怎么建造起来的时候，
And as we see how God's sanctuary is built,
我们就看见神实在是已经把那些没说出还没有完成的已经放在进行中。
So we'll see that what God has spoken but have not fulfilled, they are already in progress.
我们感谢。
We thank God.
但愿主恩待我们，让我们读到这是好像非常难领会的字句的时候，主的灵把我们带到他要我们知道的事。
And may the Lord be gracious to us. And in these words that are seemingly difficult to understand, His Spirit will cause us to understand.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他是荣耀的神。
He is the glorious God.
他是说了的话就做成的神。
He is a God who will fulfill His words.
他一直做工做到如今。
And He continues to work until today.
我要将他永远的旨意带到尽头。
In order to fulfill his eternal will.
我们在其中能沾上了神对我们的选召。
And we are among the choosing of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为在神这个荣耀的旨意里头，他叫我们可以与他一同来承受。
And in God's glorious will, he causes to qualify to be part of it.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
看见你手中所做的事情。
When we see the work in your hands.
我们没办法不在你面前伏下来说。
We cannot help but to bow down before you and say.
荣耀称颂，所有的赞美爱戴要归给你。
And glory and praises and all the thanksgiving be to you.
你是使无变有的神。
You are the God who caused something to come out of nothing.
你是叫死亡成为生命的之主。
And you cause death to become life.
我们这些人在你手里。从起初开始直到永远，我们就是在你的顾念的底下。
We who are in your hands from now to eternity, we are under your care.
我们能说什么话？
What can we say?
我们虽然是愚昧无知，常常偏离你自己的心思。
Even though we're foolish and ignorant, we always walk astray from you.
但是你却没有忘记你自己的定义。
But you have not forgotten your will.
所以为着过去神所做的，我们再一次要敬拜主。
So for what you have done in the past, once again we worship you.
为着主继续做你还没有做成的，我们仰望主。
And for the work that you are about to, you will continue to do, we look to you.
仰望主赏赐给我们有足够的信心。
And we ask the Lord, you give us enough faith.
有开场的属灵的心思。
And that our spiritual understanding is open.
要叫我们在地上还活着的时候，我们也活在你那荣耀的指望里。
So while we're still living on earth, we're living in your glorious hope.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们再次说，
And once again,
把所有的爱带归给主。
All the love to our Lord.
但愿主吸引我们更好的爱慕你，直到与你面对面的时候。
May the Lord draw us to love you better until the day we see you face to face.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.